The ebb and flow of farmland sales. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
That latest USDA ag survey showed we're down to about 900 million ag acres, and that's down from 912. So we continue to lose some every year. Of course, that's mainly around some larger urban cities continues, or in these growth areas, especially out west.
Those words, almost 2 years ago, from Randy Dickett, Senior Vice President of Real Estate for Farmers National Company. But oh, how things can change. Randy told me the other day that his agents and staff handled over $750 million of real estate sales in the past 12 months, topping the previous record set in 2013. Activity was brisk all year long, with the number of sales up 10% over the past 3 years, nearing a previous record number of transactions. Higher land prices and increased buying demand propelled a few more sellers into the market. This was especially true across much of the Grain Belt, as recent inheritors, trusts, and family groups decided to sell the farm or ranch and capture the strong price. Sales activity picked up as the year went along in most all areas of the country, with average quality farmland and pasture land picking up interest too. Everything I just told you is certainly happening in my neck of the woods, which is Boise, Idaho. Used to be farmland everywhere, but now, in the words of Joni Mitchell, they took paradise and put up a parking lot. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.